Hey, my friends, welcome to the 38th Lincoln Show. Here's something I have had memorized since I was maybe 7 years old. I'm Lincoln. I'd like to tell you a story about the Israelites and the Philistines. It's a story of a very brave young man named David. It happened way back. Well, as a matter of fact, our story took place long ago when King Saul and an army of Israelite men fought bravely at trying to save their homes and their land from a warrior band of Philistines looking for slaves. One morning, when the air was still, the Israelite army camped on a hill, and the Philistines stood across the way. Nobody dreamed in the valley between the war would be ended that day, for out of the camp of the Philistines a giant walked down into the ravine. The Israelites watched with eyes opened wide. They couldn't decide whether to hide or just stand there terrified. The giant was over 9 feet in height. His shadow alone was enough to frighten the men on the opposite hill. He roared as he came, "Goliath's my name," and his voice caused their hearts to grow chill. For 40 mornings and evenings, Goliath came out into the valley of Elah and shouted to the Israelite men. He bellowed and raved, "Send someone brave, and I'll bring an end to this war." The giant thundered out his plan. "Send your biggest to strongest man. Send me down one Israelite, and whoever's alive after the fight will take over all of the land." King Saul was very worried. In a town far away, a young man named David tended his family's chores. It was his job to keep watch on the sheep while his older brothers fought in the war. David had faith in the Lord above, and God in return had a great deal of love for David. One day, David's father said, "You'd better take some cheese and take some bread and see if your brothers need aid." So David went to the battleground. Instead of fighting, the young shepherd found his brothers and the others afraid. David looked at the battle scene. The Israelites were retreating in fear because of Goliath the Philistine. And David said, "What's happening here? Do you believe that bellowing giant is right?" said David. "I find it odd to think that he could win this fight against you, the soldiers of God." The soldiers told David that King Saul would pay any man who would do his bidding. David replied, "Why, I'll fight him today." They murmured, "He's got to be kidding." King Saul summoned David to his tent and said, "Young man, I can't consent to a battle between you and that giant man. Do you know the cost if you fought him and lost? We'd lose all our homes and our land." But David looked at the king and said, "Doesn't it shock you that the giant should mock you and laugh at the name of the Lord?" said David. "I'll go to the valley below and will not accept a reward." So David took his staff and sling and walked into the valley alone. He knelt on the way by a mountain spring and carefully chose 5 smooth stones. The Israelites watched David in wonder. The Philistines jeered and laughed out loud. Goliath roared like thunder. "Is that boy the best of your crowd? You're a runt. You're small. You're no challenge at all," Goliath the giant scoffed. "I will leave your bones, that stick and those stones, and let wild animals finish you off." David said, "I am not mighty like you. Yes, small, just a boy, that is true. I don't put my faith in a sword. You'll soon realize that I don't fear your size. I have faith in the power of the Lord." A young man alone, with a sling and a stone and all the courage that he could command, started his sling in a slow, whirling swing, as God gave power to his hand. The sling whistled with mounting force. David aimed on a deadly course straight for the giant's head. Goliath roared, "Now where is your Lord?" He staggered, choked, and fell dead. The Philistines were awestruck. They panicked. They ran. David set about to finish the job he began. He lifted up Goliath's great sword and, you know what he did to make sure Goliath was dead, then gave thanks to the Lord. With the Philistine army destroyed, Israel rose up overjoyed, for David had saved his nation. The triumph was glorious, Israel victorious, it was truly God's celebration. Tonight's song is my brother Kevin singing a Handel's Messiah solo with the Campbellsville University Concert Chorus in December 2004. He was 12. Send your Morse code trivia answer to Lincoln@LincolnShow.com and listen to every Lincoln Show. Thanks for listening.